AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning of a tragedy in Saudi Arabia as millions of Muslims make the yearly pilgrimage to Mecca. Hundreds of people have been killed in a stampede near Mecca. 717 people, according to authorities there. Our Adam Schreck is overseas.
The Saudi authorities do take the security of the Hajj very seriously. They deploy large numbers of security officials. But there's just a massive scale, the number of people who are taking part of this. There are at least 2 million people who are taking part in this year's event. So when you have that many people, unfortunately, tragedies do occur.
This is an area in which pilgrims carry out a symbolic stoning of the devil by throwing pebbles against stone columns. Here in Washington, an hour to go before Pope Francis addresses Congress, and he's expected to touch on some controversial topics. Our Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Rita, the crowd started gathering outside the Capitol before the sun came up, and now in the House chamber, eagerly awaiting the first ever speech to Congress by a pope. This is Speaker John Boehner.
It's going to be one of the biggest events in the history of the Capitol. And members on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Capitol are looking forward to it. And frankly, I'm really looking forward to it.
And we expect the Pope to talk about a variety of issues, likely including abortion and climate change. Rita?
Jerry Bodlander live there on Capitol Hill. The number of Americans applying for unemployment is up slightly for last week, but the number is still consistent with solid job growth, say the experts. Look what's happening with gas prices. Gas is $2.29 a gallon this morning, down 31 cents since a month ago, according to the AAA. Six people killed in South Texas after their SUV flipped over several times as police chased them. Officials were trying to stop the SUV on a traffic violation. This is AP Radio News. Germany's chancellor is telling her country that the benefits of having immigrants streaming into the country far outweighs any risks. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
Merkel spoke after European Union leaders in Brussels agreed a series of measures to tackle the migrant crisis that's seen hundreds of thousands of people stream into the continent from Africa, the Middle East and Asia. Merkel told German lawmakers that the opportunities are much bigger than the risks. We just have to recognise and use them. And added that the EU must work towards a permanent system for a fair distribution of refugees across member states. Merkel says that Germany can meet these challenges. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Volkswagen emissions scandal is leaving hundreds of diesel cars on dealer lots. Dealers are also hearing from angry VW owners saying they thought they had bought a car that polluted less until they heard VW had rigged emissions testing in the U.S. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.